It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Revelation, we are continuing our series on the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The themes that we are learning throughout this book of Revelation is that the first law of interpretation is that Scripture interprets Scripture. The Bible says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. The second theme we are learning throughout the book of Revelation is that the book of Revelation has an abundance of symbolic language, but in all the symbolic language, there is always a literal meaning. This is important because it prevents individuals from inserting their own opinions or inserting their own traditions or inserting their own suppositions into the interpretation of the Word of God and the symbolic language. The third theme that we are learning throughout the book of Revelation is that God will not use man-made devices during the Great Tribulation as a part of judgment. God will not use nuclear bombs as a part of His judgment. The world will be inhabited during the great millennial reign, the great 1,000-year reign of Christ, when we shall reign with Him on the earth for 1,000 years after Armageddon. Children, according to the book of Isaiah, will be born into the millennial reign. Therefore, the world will be habitable and not subject to nuclear fallout. God will not use man's devices for judgment. God will instead use supernatural phenomena, supernatural weather, to judge the earth. God will use numerous hurricanes that cannot be measured, hundreds and hundreds of tornadoes that cannot be measured, tsunamis, tidal waves, earthquakes, global fires, volcanoes, fissures that crack the earth and release molten lava, reshaping the earth, fiery boulders that spew from these fissures and volcanoes, storm surge, hailstones, winds, and such like. God will use supernatural weather and supernatural phenomenon in order to judge the world. This is Revelation chapter 16, part 2, verses 10 through 11. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and of their sores, and repented not of their deeds. Here in verses 10 and 11, we see a similar plague found in the book of Exodus, where God instructed Moses, stretch out thy hand over heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness that may be felt. Here, similar in the Great Tribulation, there will be darkness over the beast's kingdom. They will gnaw their tongues for pain due to the misery of their boils, due to the misery of the Great Tribulation and the plagues falling down and the lack of any fresh water and no relief in sight. This will be darkness that can be felt. This will be the inability to create artificial light. When God says darkness, He means darkness. No candlelight, no flashlight, no headlight, no man-made light of any kind will be going on during this time that the plague of darkness may be fulfilled. This is not only literal in its meaning, it's symbolic as it teaches that the world has rejected the light of Christ, where Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and as a result, they have darkness as a judgment. They refuse to cry out to God, blaspheme God, and refuse to repent of their deeds. Scripture speaks in the book of Amos that the day of the Lord is a day of darkness and not light. Scripture teaches in the book of Joel that the day of the Lord is a day of darkness and gloominess. The day of the Lord, the season of the great tribulation, the day of the Lord, his judgment reigning on the earth, is a day and a season of darkness and gloominess. Verse number 12 through 16. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils or demons working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to that battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Here there is a parenthetical insert in between the sixth vial judgment and the seventh vial judgment. This is a parenthetical insertion similar to chapter 7 in between the sixth and seventh seals, and chapter 10 in between the sixth and seventh trumpet. Verse 12 speaks of a way that is dried up for the kings of the east to be prepared. Some individuals interpret this as an oriental army having access to the west, to Israel, during the great tribulation. Some speak that it's the Persian army having access during this vile judgment. Some speak of a Muslim alliance during this vile judgment. Whoever the kings of the east might be, these individuals, led by demonic forces, is in pursuit of Israel to battle at the Battle of Armageddon, and also in pursuit of the rich resources around the nation of Israel that may be unaffected by the great tribulation in spurts due to the righteousness of those that are giving their life to Christ during the great tribulation. Remembering that during this time, there's no fresh water, the food supply is dwindled to practically nothing, there is disease, there is starvation, there is chaos and rioting throughout the globe, and perhaps this onslaught of the nation of Israel is a battle for the rich resources that still might be unaffected by the great tribulation. Verse 13 speaks of the unclean spirits like frogs, which speaks to demons. Verse 14 speaks of these demons working miracles through the beast and the false prophet, where demons are being released throughout the world to perform miracles on behalf of the Antichrist and the false prophet, working false miracles and lying wonders to deceive the world and to deceive the leaders of the world to gather for Armageddon. This is similar to Daniel chapter 10 verse 20, where it speaks of the principality of Persia and the principality of Grecia. These demonic generals in the hierarchy of Satan's army of demons reign over kingdoms, reign over empires, and reign over nations, deceive them and lead them along a path contrary to God. These individuals, according to verse 14, will be deceiving the world and leading the kings of the earth or the leaders of the world to the battle of Armageddon. Verse 15 speaks of Jesus coming as a thief. This means unexpectedly, suddenly, he comes. So individuals who are not prepared to go back with their Savior are left behind in the rapture and here during the Great Tribulation, not protected, but suffer the wrath of God during the Great Tribulation. Individuals are encouraged in verse 15 to be watchful. This speaks to be vigilant, not slothful, lazy, procrastinate, but to do their due diligence when it comes to following Christ. They keep their garments and not naked, speaking to not having their sins worthy to be exposed of, but walking in righteousness, in the righteousness of Christ, having nothing to be ashamed of in their walk in Christ. Verse 16 speaks of Armageddon, where this last battle will take place. R meaning mountain, Mageddon or Megiddo, the Mount of Megiddo. Verses 17 through 21. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Here we see the culmination of the last of the vile judgments during the Great Tribulation. These voices in verse 17 speak of the voices of judgment and the voice of conclusion, saying it is done. The tribulation is coming to an end, and the ushering in of Christ's second advent and second coming is at the door. Speaking, it is done. Not only the coming of Christ during the second advent or second coming, but also the destruction of Babylon. After the Battle of Armageddon, Jesus Christ will reign and rule for 1,000 years during the great millennial reign coming back at his second coming. The book of Revelation, as said before, is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the annunciation as a culmination to him reigning and ruling upon the earth and to the judgment of the wicked and the reward of the righteous. Verse 18 speaks of thunders that can crack eardrums, lightnings peppering the earth, starting global fires and destruction. A great earthquake is spoken of, a mega earthquake, an earthquake that was never before like on the earth, that cannot be measured. An earthquake that divides Jerusalem in verse 19 into three sections. An earthquake that causes all the cities to fall across the globe. An earthquake that's not only mega in intensity, but mega in duration. This earthquake will be intense with such a quaking and shaking to remove everything from its foundation that these earthquakes during the Great Tribulation will be at such length that this particular earthquake is causing the great nations of the world to fall. This means every building is coming down. Every home is coming down. Every bridge is coming down. Every skyscraper coming down. Every man-made structure is coming down during this time. Verse 19 speaks of Babylon being judged, and we'll read about that in its entirety in chapter 17 and chapter 18. Spiritual Babylon and political Babylon and mystery Babylon. Verse 19, speaking of the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, is speaking of the great sowing and reaping and the righteous indignation that God has upon the earth and upon this Babylonian system that's being discussed in chapter 17 and chapter 18. Verse number 20 speaks of every island fled away and the mountains were not found. The quaking and shaking is at such an exponential scale that there will be no more islands across the globe. Australia is going to be gone. Hawaii, gone. Japan, gone. Every island will be removed. Every island fled away, and every mountain will be brought down to the ground or changed with the releasing of molten lava from the volcanoes and fissures upon the earth. The very typography, the very geography of the earth will be changed. This is speaking to the earth being changed to where the highest point on earth will be Jerusalem. Scripture speaks in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16. It shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Here, Zechariah is speaking of the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Christ. After Armageddon, after these plagues of the Great Tribulation, Jerusalem will be the highest point on the planet, and everyone will be required to go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus quotes in Matthew chapter 5 that Jerusalem is the city of the great King. Verse 21 speaks of great hail coming out of heaven and the weight of a talent. This speaks of hailstones over 100 pounds peppering the earth, peppering and pummeling and pulverizing all man-made structure to the ground. This plague of the hail is beyond our imagination and beyond measurement. God is bringing down everything across the globe in order to ensure that Jerusalem is the highest point on the planet. God has reserved these plagues for the great tribulation. The book of Job in chapter 38 says, "Has thou entered into the treasure of the hail, which I have reserved against the day of battle and war?" God is using supernatural phenomenon to restructure the earth and to judge the world. Verse 21 closes with individuals blaspheming God because of the plagues of the hail. Individuals, instead of crying out to God, are blaming God, shaking their fist at God, instead of turning to God and seeking deliverance. These plagues during the Great Tribulation are plagues that are beyond the scale of imagination, are plagues that destroy 5/6 of the earth's population, 6 billion people, and are plagues that are supernatural and shake to the very foundation every man-made structure to the ground, reconfiguring the earth to remove every island and every mountain from its place. This is Revelation chapter 16, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank
thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.